The Daily Show, Comedy Central's nightly comedic take on the news, is taping in Philly this week during the Democratic National Convention. And from WHYY's Arts and Culture desk, Peter Crimmins reports the show's hustling in the heat to get the flavor of the convention and its host city.
We're coming to you from the University of Pennsylvania's Annenberg Center, which means The Daily Show is officially in Philadelphia, baby!
Trevor Noah normally hosts The Daily Show from a studio in New York that seats less than 200 people. This audience at the Annenberg Center is almost four times larger. That and the fact that the focus of American politics right now is just 5 miles away brought the show to town.
All of our stories are right here.
That's Tim Greenberg. He's one of the producers of the show.
If we want to ask somebody a question, usually it takes 3 weeks of trying to book it, and then people say no, and then they drop out. All we have to do here is we just have a correspondent run down to the convention center, which is not nothing. Getting in and out is a pain, but we have the whole political world just right there waiting for us.
That is why just about every other media outlet in the world is in Philadelphia right now. There's about 15,000 reporters in the city. The difference is that The Daily Show is not really a news organization. It's a comedy show about news. For its first show while in town, The Daily Show spent a lot of time with Bernie Sanders supporters, disappointed that he's now backing Hillary Clinton, and with leaked emails showing the Democratic committee may have actively tried to block Sanders' nomination.
Another email scandal? Oh, the Democrats get up to more with emails than a Nigerian prince. Like, what the hell?
So The Daily Show sent a pair of correspondents down to the Wells Fargo Center to protect Democrats from their own email folly by hijacking all the cell phones and computers they could find.
I think it doesn't reflect well on the Democratic Party.
Can I see your cell phone real quick?
Sure. Oh, my God!
The Daily Show spent last week in Cleveland for the Republican National Convention. Greenberg, the producer, said it was easier to find jokes at the RNC than at the DNC. In fact, too easy.
I mean, the fact that Scott Baio was one of the speakers, we didn't even make a joke about it because there was so much else to make jokes about. On any normal day, the fact that that's the best they could get would be a big deal, but it didn't even make the cut. That wasn't in the top 100 most ridiculous things that happened last week.
Part of the problem with The Daily Show is that it's taped at 6 p.m. and then broadcast at 11 p.m., and in that interim, most of the convention speeches take place. By necessity, some of the jokes are a day behind. However, on Thursday, The Daily Show will broadcast live immediately following Hillary Clinton's acceptance speech. They'll be writing jokes literally up to the last minute. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.